Drive on 2SER.
It's a god-awful screen for a screen.
And good afternoon, I'm Pat Fordham and you're listening to Drive on 2SER 107.3 on your way home from work. Hope you've had a good one with hopefully not too much traffic on the way home. We've got a great lineup of content ready for the drive, so keep your radios locked on 107.3. We've got stories about cicadas ramping up their noise in Sydney and surrounds. We'll also hear from anti-fracking group on the issues surrounding new fracking mines being built on Indigenous land. On the traffic update, we've a broken down truck in Mascot in the Harbour Tunnel, while a car is broken down on Epping Road in Sydney's north. So definitely look to keep clear of those areas if you can. Hang around for the interview about Sydney cicadas and more on 2SER on your Wednesday afternoon. I'm Pat Fordham and I'll be leading you into That's All You Got by Nightbeats. Stick around.
One of these days, you know, won't be long.
2SER 107.3 FM and now digital.
Thrilling is the best way. Thrilling is the best way. Thrilling. stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Tulips by Elsie Lange. So just moving on to one of our stories here. If you've driven through the Blue Mountains recently, you may have noticed that the cicadas seem quite a bit louder than normal. If you've thought that, well, you're absolutely right. It's not all in your head. Every 7 years or so, the insects come above ground to shed their skin and eat sap. Here to discuss it with me is Professor David Emery, who studies veterinary parasitology at Sydney University. So, Professor Emery, if I can ask you the obvious question, why are the cicadas so loud this year?
This is just one of those wonderful years when everything's out in voice. The conditions are just about right. And probably you mentioned the seven-year cycle. That seems to be looking like it might be the case, but we've been helped by probably having bushfires last year, but then some excellent winter and spring rains that have sort of all encouraged them to come out of lockdown.
And what exactly do the cicadas do when they come above ground?
It's all about finding a mate, reproducing, and I'm afraid then dying. So they spend those 7 years underground, and then they've got about 3 weeks above ground to do what they need to do before they expire. So it's all about singing and calling for a mate.
And I've heard that maybe the recent bushfires may have had something to do with this phenomenon. Would you be able to elaborate on that a bit more?
Well, we don't know all the risks, all the factors that encourage these cicadas to come out, but we do know it's certainly linked with good rainfall. And often from our observations, we'll see a good season after we do have fires. and good rain, which may mean that the regrowth that we've seen and recovery in the bush so far encourages the sap flow and maybe encourages the cicadas to say, hey, this is a pretty good season. It may also be the fact that this rainy season is sort of persisting now with La Nina, and that also helps them survive. They don't really like the fire, and they don't really like the extreme heat either.
And why doesn't this happen every year?
That's a $64 million question. For some of the smaller species, they are annual cicadas. They'll be out every year. Like the little silver princess we see around the streets here in the Melaleucas and the bottle brush around the streets. They seem to be about every year. But the larger ones, they seem to have to spend a bit of time underground growing to the size they need to be before they come up and emerge. And it may be that when a good season, every one that's ready to emerge actually emerges. So we get plagues, and in between we get sort of scattered bits and pieces, and it's not very spectacular.
And why is it happening in the Blue Mountains and not so much in other areas?
It is happening in other areas. Blue Mountains is just one indicator, with everyone driving through it and people really notice them because they're in the suburban areas. However, this emergence goes all the way from virtually the Queensland border down through all the coastal areas and right away down to Victoria now, where the emergence is just starting. So it's certainly been in the mountains first. It always occurs at the higher altitudes, 1,000 metres, 500 to 1,000 metres, and then they tend to come out at the lower altitudes as well. But these green growths now are being replaced by the large emergences of black princes and red eyes and double drummers. So it's a real cacophony that we face with leading into Christmas.
Amazing. And just last question, do you think we're going to see this happen in another 7 years?
That's what we'll be waiting for, just to see whether this is really the case. So we'll be monitoring the populations each year through citizen science postings onto iNaturalist, the iNaturalist website, and particularly the Great Cicada Blitz. You can get onto those websites and put down your sightings and your recordings. But that actually helps us really gauge the intensity and the location and the distribution of these populations. So it helps us work out whether this seven-year cycle is going to be real or not. So we will be ready. We'll be ready because it was a bit of a good emergence in 2017. Of course, we'll be looking at 2024 as well as the 2027.
Amazing. So thanks so much for talking to me, David. I really appreciate time, and I'm sure the listeners do as well.
That's wonderful. Enjoy your noisy Christmas, and so for all your audience as well.
I'm sure we will. Thanks so much, David. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Professor David Emery, who studies veterinary parasitology at the University of Sydney, on why the cicadas in the Blue Mountains and other areas, as we just found out, are so much louder than normal. So now we'll just get on to one more song here, and that's going to be White Shadow by Jeremy Ivey. See you soon.
Set to blow.
White shadow.
Yeah, it's time to go. Oh, it's a
white shadow.
Yeah, it's give me a ticket to ride that train. Wind in my hair, nothing in my brain. Pop music made me go insane. Four on the floor and the tracks keep changing. Give me a ticket to ride that train. Not a train, but a private plane. It's an electric slide in my DMs. Request it if you want, but you'll be buried in the end. You're breathing heavy, I can't wait. I'm not aggressive, I'm just underpaid. Pour on the water, you need to hydrate. Keep biting my style, keep feeding that cake. Look at you running, you're so late. You only own it once it's proven safe. You wanna go, come on inside. Let me take you for a ride. Give me a ticket to ride that train. Wind in my hair, nothing in my brain. Pop music made me go insane. Four on the floor and the tracks keep changing. Give me a ticket to ride that train. Not a train, but a private plane. It's an electric slide in my DMs. Request it if you want, but you'll be buried in the end. A pink moon, your January rain,
just a sliding on
over the water. It's a raining man. You're an American girl. I'm a love man.
Just a sliding
on the side, breaking glass again. Give me a ticket to ride that train. Wind in my hair, nothing in my brain. Pop music made me go insane. Four on the floor and the tracks keep changing.
Don't waste your time going from store to store. Make Christmas shopping easy this year with a Hoyts gift card. Forget chocolate and pyjamas. Give the gift of action, adventure, romance and delicious Hoyts popcorn. With tons of blockbusters on the way, grab a Hoyts gift card and call it a day. Pick up yours from Hoyts Broadway and Entertainment Quarter or online at the Hoyts Gift Store. Hoyts Broadway and Entertainment Quarter are proud sponsors of 2SER.
Life's a bitch, and habit forming too. And if I can't have it, then why the hell should you? And that space where the lies go when you try to explain. I stand in reflecting light. Reflecting light. Reflecting light. Reflecting light. Yeah.
Reflecting. Dreamers moving slowly through reflecting light. Reflecting light.
I lose my second sight.
And we've got a bit of news update here on Drive this afternoon. So a couple of stories here. So the killer of Angie Anderson's son could be released within 4 years after demonic beliefs and drug-induced psychosis led him to beat his best mate to death. Matthew Flame, now 22, was suffering an acute psychotic episode when he beat and kicked Liam Anderson to death in a park on Sydney's northern beaches about sunrise on November 4th of 2018. And the predicted reprieve from heavy rain and flooding across swaths of New South Wales is unlikely to eventuate, with only the state's far west expected to be spared from afternoon thunderstorms. Lismore in the state's north cops more than 100 millimetres in 2 hours on Wednesday afternoon, with the SES performing 5 flood rescues in just over an hour. And in sport, 2 losses in 4 days stalled Chelsea's progress in the Premier League, turning the spotlight to their expensively assembled attack that remains a work in progress. 2 drab draws for Manchester City in the same period is raising even more questions. Notably, what has happened to what was once the most entertaining team in England? In a quick traffic report here, just clocked 4:33. We have a broken down truck in Mascot still in the Harbour Tunnel, while a car has broken down on Epping Road in Sydney's north. So definitely look to keep clear of those areas if you can. So we're going to get on to another interview later in the show. But for now, we'll get on to another song called My Madeline by Tess.
They'll take it right from underneath. listening to 2SCR on 107.3.
Interesting, obscure stuff.
We'll be right back.
Music from the future.
Good looking song.
The truly sublime.
There's always something new to discover.
Here on to SCR 107, the 0.3.
And that was Chismidden by Madhu Mokhtar. And that was a 2SER single from October this year. Now, just at 5:15, which has been half an hour exactly, we'll look at another story you've got here. It's talking about talking to Mika Tai from Gamal Ray Next Generation, and they're a group fighting to stop new fracking mines on Gamore land in northern New South Wales. So obviously a very contentious issue here, we're bringing a lot of coverage here at 2SER, and that'll happen in exactly half an hour from now. Before that, we'll get on to a few more songs, so definitely stick around on your drive home. Hope it's all going well, and we'll move on to Love Like Water by Leah Flanagan. See you soon.
Or to satisfy, a third so thorough to come in, a sense to fact. There's only so far you can go till you can't go back.
Enjoy new stuff, old stuff, a real variety.
My pleasure.
Yay!
To SCR 107.3.
One who has not lived even a single lifetime. You are a wise man.
Yes. Bringing power to the people. I've been trying to give the power to the people. Yes. Bringing power to the people. I've been trying to give the power to the people. We can test love, power to the people. I've been trying to give the power to the people. Call me Nestor, power to the people. I've been trying to give the power to the people. I wake up in the morning, then I fly up out the nest. Busy making more, I remember having less. Puffing on the loud, so I'm never really stressed. Living life for nobody to impress. Yes, landed on this planet and first thing I observe. Weak men with weapons they don't deserve. Intimidating the masses, divide and conquer the herd. They worship money and some are worshiping words. Written in a book by people they never heard. In places they never been, faces they never seen. I stay away from the BS and navigate to a dream. Young black king, the profile, I fit it. Married to the game, but it's hard to stay committed. Rolling through the city with the 808 committee. Going straight to the top, might bring the whole city.
You haven't switched from liquor to dope by any chance?
Bringing power to the people. I've been trying to give the power to the people. Yes, bringing power to the people. I've been trying to give the power to the people. We can test love, power to the people. I've been trying to give the power to the people. Call me Nestor, power to the people. I've been trying to give the power to the people. I do it for the first, second and third world. Conversations with the down to earth girls. Looking for some answers, but nobody got them for me, no. Tell me why my people always falling down like dominoes. She stared at me with a distant look. Then she told me, cause we all been pushed. So, speak your mind, even if they mind it. Show them life, tell them who designed it. Bring change with the words you rhyme with. Make it timeless and the youth will find it. Yeah, we forgive, but they try to reverse sins. Try to learn all the words your birth sings. In tune with the infinite knowledge the earth brings. No lie, I'm telling you no lie. Still on a journey, I started in 05. So fly, feeling I'm so fly. Time's tearing at me, I'm watching it go by. Yeah, yeah. Bringing power to the people. I've been trying to give the power to the people. Yes, bringing power to the people. I've been trying to give the power to the people. Nikki Tesla, power to the people. Nikki Tesla. I've been trying to give the power to the people. Call me Nesta, power to the people. All mine. I've been trying to give the power to the people.
See in those fields of green. making changes. We did it to the Native Americans. Don't blame them, everything changes. All you can do is keep on living. Keep on living. Keep on living. And property. Property. That property.
Save my life. Then I'm dreaming of a world that might change my mind.
It's just clicked over 5 o'clock here at 2SER, and just a bit of news for you. So Canterbury have landed the hottest signature in the NRL with representative star Josh Adokar joining the club on a four-year deal from 2022. The 25-year-old was one of the most sought-after players on the NRL market after a deal to join the West Tigers next season fell through. The minister responsible for the nation's aged care system insists a $1 billion funding boost will help older Australians get help at home earlier, but critics say it's nowhere near enough. The funding package will be outlined in the Morrison government's mid-year budget review on Thursday. And the predicted reprieve from heavy rain and flooding across swaths of New South Wales is unlikely to eventuate, with only the state's far west expected to be spared from afternoon thunderstorms. Almost the entire coast will also be hit, with the Bureau of Meteorology issuing a separate warning for residents on the south coast and parts of the northern rivers and the Snowy Mountains. Now, definitely stick around, because in 15 minutes we're going to have another story on fracking. Very interesting stuff. We're going to be talking to Tamika Tai from Gallimay Next Generation and their group fighting to stop new fracking mines on Gomeroi Land in northern New South Wales. Definitely a issue which needs more attention, which we are doing here on 2SER 107.3. I hope you're enjoying your drive home from work or whatever you're doing on your Wednesday afternoon. I'm sure it's brilliant. So we'll just get on to a couple more songs here before we do talk to Tamika Tai about fracking. And the first song is John Cooper Clarke by the Working Men's Club. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3. Honey, won't you
rest me? The Kills return with Little Bastards, a career-spanning B-sides and rarities album with songs dating back to the band's first 7-inch singles in 2002. The past two decades have seen Alison Mosshart and Jamie Hentz inhabit an entirely unique place in music culture, and all of the material has been newly remastered for release on double LP, CD and digital. Little Bastards from The Kills is out now on Domino. Proud 2SER sponsors.
It is 12 past 5 here on 2SER 107.3. I'm Pat Fordham and I'll be with you for the next, let's say, 50 minutes till 6 o'clock. So you just heard Red Light by Introduction there, and before that you had John Cooper Clark by the Working Men's Club. So very soon, maybe in maybe 5 minutes, we'll have a story coming up on fracking on Indigenous land, and what a range of Indigenous anti-fracking groups are trying to do to try and stop these mines being built on their land in New South Wales. We're going to be speaking to Tamika Tai on the issue, and that's going to be about 5 minutes. So definitely stick around on that. That'll be a very interesting topic to get into. Before all that, we'll get into Circle Back by Foreign National, and definitely stick around for that story. It's going to be super interesting. See you soon. And that was Circle Back by Foreign National. And that was from an album called The Garden. Now, we do have a quick story coming up here on the stopping the fracking on Indigenous land. So earlier this month, the Gamma Ray Next Generation group, along with other Indigenous groups, rallied in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane to protest against new fracking mines in northern New South Wales. The $3 billion project would mean 850 wells were dug in the area, each about 1 kilometre deep. The project has received the environmental approval from the government, but the locals and some Indigenous groups are fighting against the fracking. Here to discuss it with me is Cameron Manning of the Gamma Ray Next Generation. So, Cameron, you guys rallied earlier this month. You tried to get your voice heard. What sort of progress have you seen since then?
Hey, yeah, my brother. Yeah, we did protest in Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra and Brisbane on the 4th of December. So I was involved with the Sydney protest, and the response that we got, like, with the protest was really, really positive. Sort of the community backing that we got from all sections of the community was really pleasing and really great to see. Since the rallies, I definitely think there's a lot of momentum building. So at the moment, we're distributing information through our Facebook and Instagram pages, which is Gamma Ray Next Generation. So for us, it's basically about building momentum and building community awareness as well around the project, what it entails, the environmental impacts of it, as well as the impacts to Gamma Ray culture and heritage, which are really, really important to us. So those are the main points I think we're trying to get through. And I think, yeah, just from the rallies themselves, I think that there's definitely a lot of momentum building moving forward with opposing the project.
And the Federal Environment Minister, Susan Ley, said the biodiversity of the area would be protected even with the mine going ahead. Do you think that's true?
I find that very hard to believe. So with the project, there's going to be a minimum of 1,000 hectares cleared in the Pilliga, which is already a safe haven for many threatened species. So there's over 40 threatened species of birds and animals in the Pilliga forest already, including animals such as the Pilliga mouse, which is only found in the Pilliga forest. So I cannot see how drilling 850 wells 1 kilometre deep into the earth, into our country, where the Great Artesian Basin sits immediately underneath our country, which is one of the largest freshwater resources, underground resources in the world. I cannot find a way to justify that as being safe for the environment or being in any way sort of something that should be looked at or continue to happen. So, for us, we completely oppose the project. In regards to Gamma Ray as well, our group completely opposed the Narrabri gas project and all mining on our country. So for us, it's really about protecting it for our future generations. Because that's who we're doing it for our kids and our grandkids and great grandkids. That's what we're doing this for. So for us, this destruction of our country is not just going to impact us; it's going to impact the future generations. That's why we're standing up today to stop it.
So it sounds quite amazing the work your organisation is doing, and it sounds quite shocking. Obviously, the environmental impacts of this. So aside from the effect on the environment, what sort of impact will these new mines have on local communities?
So with the local communities, there were over 22,000 submissions to the New South Wales Department of Planning regarding the project, and over 98% of those proposals were against the project. So that shows to me, and many of those people opposing that were local people, including many Gamma Ray people. So for us, I think that clearly shows that this project is not wanted. Australia is in prime position right now to transition completely to renewable energy, but is deciding to go with these cheap, economically abundant sources of energy, which are destructive to the environment, proven to be extremely destructive to the environment, and will continue to harm the environment for hundreds of years into the future. The process of fracking itself releases methane into the atmosphere, which is shown to be 20 to 30 times more destructive than carbon dioxide in terms of creating the greenhouse gases and being trapped in the atmosphere. So for us, I really think that the communities, this is really going to be something that galvanizes all the local community to come together and fight against this, because there's been a very, very staunch activism from Gomeroi people, as well as our supporters and allies in the community who've been fighting against this long before myself and others have been doing it. So those older generations, we owe it to them to stand up and fight against this this destruction of our country. So those are the main sort of points, I believe, as to why local communities oppose it and what it's going to do for the community.
And do Australian laws around Indigenous heritage protection need to change, do you think?
Yeah, most definitely. I find it extremely offensive that the colonial buildings and representations of colonial history in Australia have more protection value under Australian law than Indigenous sites of significance that are thousands and thousands of years old. An example of that is Juukan Gorge being destroyed over in WA earlier this year. So for us, Gomeroi people, and for myself, I really believe that we need to make sure that and really lobby government to change this. But also, the main thing that I believe we need to do is just come together and bring back our governance structures and our ways of bringing our people together and uniting and creating that united front against it, because we can't rely on the good faith of the government, because it's shown in the past and in the present and most likely in the future that that's not going to be something that we can rely on. It's something that's proven to use so-called economic benefit over protecting Aboriginal sites, protecting the environment in our country. So I really definitely believe the laws 100% need to be changed ASAP.
And Cameron, you still have 12 to 18 months before the government decides whether they want to invest in the project. What is Gomeroi Next Generation going to do about this moving forward?
So at the moment, we're planning on bringing young Gomeroi people together. That's sort of the main aim at the moment, is to create sort of awareness and sort of knowledge, share knowledge around country and around protecting country, because our people are the heart and soul of our nation, and what we need to do is bring all of us together with our knowledge, with our systems back in place to sort of oppose it oppose the project as best we can. So I believe at the moment it's sort of around creating awareness and bringing our community across our nation together, because our nation is very large, it's the second largest nation in New South Wales. So it's a very big task to sort of bring all of us together and create that awareness around what this project is going to do to our environment, to our country, and for our future generations. So those are the main points that I believe cover that.
Amazing. Sounds like a brilliant campaign you're running there. Now, just for anyone listening, is there any way that that people can get involved and help support this campaign if they want?
Yeah, so at the moment, I would say to definitely check out our social media pages. So it's Gomeroi Next Generation, GAMILARAAY, Next Generation. So we're on Facebook and Instagram. We share information on there and sort of upcoming events, whether it be rallies or whatever else we're doing. So yeah, definitely check us out on social media to keep updated with what's happening coming up very, very shortly in the future.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for talking to us, Cameron. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Cheers. Mate. Cheers. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
So that was Cameron Manning from the Gamma Ray Next Generation talking to us about why he's fighting against new fracking mines being opened on Indigenous land in northern New South Wales. So as Cameron just said, you can go to their social media sites or their website, and it's Gamma Ray Next Generation on Facebook, Instagram, and their website. So that was, yeah, a really good interview there, which we learnt quite a bit there. And I think we'll follow that up as the government proposal comes around in the next 12 to 18 months. So just next, we'll have a few more songs coming up before maybe some news and, yeah, a few other highlights. So we'll get on to our Sister Jade by Alex Isenberg. See you soon.
Reflecting a phantom's heart, fools rush on in. Vintage wine and a sunset turn me on to a blue-eyed woman named Sister Jane. I would never leave take you away from the things that you love, things that you wanted to do. You know I couldn't make it back, baby. You know I couldn't make it back. And time can't take that away from you. You know it's true. Face the labyrinth together. No such thing as a ghost. Inviting and inciting. A hand clap or a whisper. Turn me on to a blue-eyed woman named Sister Jane. Never leave you or take you away from the things that you love, things that you wanted to do. You know I couldn't make it back, baby. You know I couldn't make it back. And time can't take that away from you. You know.
On your radio.
2SER.com and digital radio.
See Sydney sparkle on a self-guided tour of lights, decorations and shopping destinations. Explore the city centre, harbour foreshore and local villages throughout the city of Sydney. The Christmas Lights and Decorations Walk features the spectacular Martin Place Christmas tree, twinkling canopy of light, striking light projections on George Street and more. Download the Sydney Culture Walks app at sydneyculturewalksapp.com.au to discover the magic of Christmas on your mobile. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER.
I made the world a place easier for me. Money in my pockets over centuries. I'm a celebrated sinner. With statues in the park, this world I made is harder the more your skin is dark. I
covered all my tracks and books on history, justified my actions through anthropology. I chose